It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This summer marks the 100th anniversary of the nation's first college dance major, which started right here in Wisconsin at UW-Madison.
In 1926, the idea of dance as an academic study was a radical one, but one woman's unique approach to dance helped it take off. Now, a century later, UW's dance program is thriving.
Andrea Harris is professor of dance history at UW-Madison, and Lee Chiaoping is professor of dance at UW-Madison. Chiaoping, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
And Andrea, thanks for being with us.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Let's start with you, Andrea, and the origin story here. How did UW-Madison become the first university to offer a dance major?
Yeah, so dance at UW-Madison starts in women's physical education in about 1912. There's a couple of important figures here. One is Margaret Dobler, who was a UW alum herself. She graduated in 1910 with degrees in biology and philosophy. And then after graduation, she was kept on. She was hired to head women's basketball in physical education. And another important figure is Blanche Trilling, who becomes director of the Department of Physical Education for Women in 1912. And right after Trilling is hired, she starts sending out letters to different institutions and potential instructors kind of all across the U.S. seeking people to come to UW to teach folk dance and also what was called aesthetic dancing at the time. This wasn't really that unusual because a big part of physical education in the early 1900s was different programs that were drawn from this larger movement called physical culture, which included things like gymnastics, calisthenics, different exercises that were done with equipment like dumbbells, and dance was a part of that movement too. So there's already dance happening. Blanche Trilling is kind of seeking out dance, and Dobler's here. In the year 1916-1917, Dobler asked for a leave to go to New York City and do graduate work in philosophy. And so Trilling said, well, while you're there, why don't you investigate any new kinds of dance that are going on there? So Dobler does this. She comes back in 1918 with what she thinks is going to be a great new system for teaching dance, and she starts teaching classes in dance, which is exactly what it was called. It was called Dance in the Catalog. It's hugely popular. In 1918, 1919, there's really remarkable growth and demand in dance. So Dobler and Trilling decide that they will propose a degree in dance. And on November 12, 1926, the Board of Regents approve dance as a specialized degree in the course of physical education at UW-Madison.
And this is a first now in universities. Chiaoping, how far has this program come now as you look back over that 100-year milestone?
Oh, it's incredible. We have introduced so many new things in the department, offering things beyond the dance degree to a BFA, to the graduate degrees, to the first inter-arts and technology program, to hosting the first screen dance symposium in the world. You know, just on and on, we've had a lot of remarkable events like that take place as part of our history. And of course, this coming year, we will be welcoming our first MFA cohort.
Master of Fine Arts in Dance
with two named options. One of the named options is Creative Research, Culture, and Practice, and the other one is in Screen Dance. And our Screen Dance one, in talking about firsts, will be the first terminal degree offered in the country, if not the world, in Screen Dance.
You said there's a lot of interest in dance or that. Was there pushback? Was there some resistance to the idea that, hey, dance is going to be a university major that people can graduate in?
Not that I've seen in the archive. Mm-hmm. I will say, so, you know, I'm looking at documents in UW archive right now.
Sure.
And the numbers in those dance classes in, you know, 1918, 1919 academic year, 1919, 1920, 2021, I mean, they're huge. We're talking like 300, 400, 500 people in dance classes. And, you know, even just at the end of World War I, there were fuel shortages at UW-Madison. So Lathrop Hall closed down in the winter because they couldn't heat it. And so they took all of the classes outdoors, volleyball, swimming, basketball, all turned into skating and tobogganing outdoors. But there was such pushback from the dance students who didn't want to lose their dance class that the university consented to opening up the parlor in Chadbourne Hall and letting there be one dance class there. But they had to cap it at 40 people, so first 40
wow.
students enrolled. So, yeah, there was a tremendous amount of demand. Dobler and her dancers were being invited by other universities across the country to come and give demonstrations. because as other institutions were trying to start their own physical education and dance curriculums, they were really looking at what Wisconsin was doing. And at that time, the president of UW was Edward Burge, who did put a stop to all that traveling, and he kind of confided that he did not want UW to be known as a dancing school. But it was too late. Other institutions were inviting Dobler all the time, and then if she couldn't come to them, they would come to her. So I would say the interest outweighed any pushback that there was at that time.
We are talking about the 100th anniversary of UW's major in dance, the first in the country. Was it at UW-Madison? We have Lee Chiaoping with us and Andrea Harris, both professors at UW-Madison. Andrea, UW-Madison's dance program has produced some pretty successful dancers, I understand, over the years. Can you share a couple of the alumni stories with us?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, there's so many. I'll just focus on some that really have notable impact. And my area is historical, so these are a little bit further back, but Mary Hinkson and Matt Turney both graduated from our program with degrees in the late 1940s. They both danced in the student dance company, which was Orchesis. After graduation, they formed the Wisconsin Dance Group, which was the first multiracial dance group in the state of Wisconsin. And then they went to New York, where they both became members of the Martha Graham Dance Company. Mm-hmm. And they were the first Black members of that company. Another notable one along those same lines is Anna Halprin, who graduated in 1940. And she became one of the main founders of the postmodern dance movement in San Francisco and New York City in the 1960s and 70s. She was Anna Schumann when she was here at UW, and she met her husband, Lawrence Halprin, at the UW Hillel. Lawrence Halprin was a landscape architect who also went on to become quite famous and change his field in the same way that Anna Halprin changed hers. We are having a public lecture in our department on the Halprins on April 9th that I'll just mention. Listeners could find that on the dance department website if they'd like to come.
And Chiaoping, before we let you go, this Margaret Dobler, her teaching methods, I understand, unique, still here in the present, advancing into the future. Can you talk a little bit about those teaching methods and what they mean now?
Yeah, I'm still covering the mirrors up for my dance classes, which is something that she talks about in her text. And there's great value to the inner experience of the students as a means towards learning, towards gaining knowledge. So I think that continues on still in our department. The old-fashioned traditional methods of teaching where the students do exactly what the teacher says and, you know, it's sort of like, yeah, model yourself exactly like this or else your imperfection is not acceptable. I think that is, we're in a different place now. And a lot of our professors, our instructors, all use different kinds of methodologies to teach and to guide their students, to mentor them, to help them to become themselves, their best versions of themselves, to discover new things and to find their own voices. So I think that's one of the ways that we connect back to Dobler, and I think that's also a way forward.
And Chiaoping, even if someone isn't thinking, hey, I want to be a performer, right, or choreographer, mm-hmm. teacher myself, what are the benefits, as you see it, to studying dance, well, even if we're not necessarily majoring in it?
Absolutely. As I said, you know, it's an avenue towards knowledge of oneself, but also to build compassion towards others and understanding, and a way to unravel, you know, the world that we're in. And there's so many ways that the skills that one builds within the dance space, whether it's in a studio or a lecture, would translate in so many rich ways. It's enriching, of course, but in so many rich ways for, you know, whatever they want to apply it towards, you know, the collaborative skills, the resilience that one builds to work on a skill over and over and over again until they get it, right? To find something that seems daunting at first and figure out how to approach it, to look at something that is perplexing and, you know, figure out a way to try to understand it. I think that dance is a great way. I think that's why we still do it. It's just a great way to tune into oneself, to trust your own instincts, to listen to your voice, and also to share and express yourself.
And we'll leave it there. Chiaoping, thanks for coming up to the studio.
Thank you.
And Andrea, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Lee Chiaoping is professor of dance, and Andrea Harris is professor of dance history, both at UW-Madison. I talked to them about the 100th anniversary of UW's dance major, which was the first in the nation. Wisconsin Today producers include Rochelle Wilson and Beatrice Lawrence.
Our technical directors are Sarah Hopeful and Tyler Ditter.
Learn more about us at WPR.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to WPR News.